This is Podtacular episode 144. Collins and Tales from the Foxhole for the week of January 8th, 2008.
It ain't logical. I mean, I'll kill a man in a fair fight. Nor if I think he's going to start a fair fight. Or if he bothers me. Or if there's a woman. Or I'm getting paid. Mostly only when I'm getting paid.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm the Russian Kolob.
Alrighty.
Welcome, man.
Thank you for having, thank you for having us on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for letting us on your show.
Yeah, thanks for letting us have you on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, you've been a frequent submitter, and we've always yep. enjoyed saying your name.
I've always enjoyed hearing it pronounced.
Yeah.
I personally came up with the name Russian Chupakalob.
Chupakalob.
That's like the Chupacabra, man. You're like a mythical South American animal.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
From Russia.
I'm a Russian. From Russia. I migrated.
You're a migrant and stuff. But anyway.
Illegal.
I liked the Russian kebab. Well, I thought that was pretty cool.
Russian kebab. Or the Russian kolaborific.
Or the Russian kolob.
Kolob.
So why don't, now that you're on the air, why don't you take the opportunity to properly pronounce your name?
Okay, well, it's pronounced the Russian kolob.
Not to be confused with Kellogg.
Kellogg? Nope. I'm not related to them. I have no connections with them at all.
All right.
I haven't bought my soul.
So why don't you tell us what you're doing right now, if you're doing anything in the community, or you're just simply out there playing Halo 3 all the time?
Well, I'm probably most notably noticed for the transcription of the Halo 3 terminals.
Okay, I remember that.
That was a lot
me
of work.
And... Oh, God. I went and hand-wrote it all. It was such a pain. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and then Dustrom, who's more technically advanced than me, he recorded, actually, the entire thing on video and put it on a website. And the connection to that is probably on the Halo thread somewhere. I don't know where exactly, but...
Nice.
So then, what did you discover while looking throughout all the terminals? Did you discover anything that might have not been obvious in the story of Halo 3?
Well, yeah, actually, it gives you the backstory of two members of the Forerunner race. There's Didact and then the Librarian.
Cool.
Didact was apparently in control of the whole Forerunner, I guess, what would you call it, Navy, fleet, something like that. And the Librarian was sent out to go and gather all the species in the universe to keep them safe when they activated the array.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. That's the normal through heroic terminals. If you go to the, legendary terminals, they are actually a conversation between the Gravemind and one of the AIs that the Forerunners had called Mendicant Bias.
I'm sorry, what was it called again?
Mendicant Bias.
Mendicant Bias, okay.
Can you remember that conversation off the top of your head? Anything juicy?
The internals... There will be someone named Britney Spears. She would shave her head for custody for her children. it's actually all the terminals, it's actually like a continuing conversation between them on the legendary terminals, and it's interesting because there are sections of words that are missing in the conversation, and so there's like gaps between, you're trying to figure out what might be said to make the entire thing make sense. We're all trying to figure that out right now, but yeah.
You definitely got to let us know what you guys come up with so we can talk about it on the show.
Yeah, Spartan113, I think, is working on that at the moment. So yeah, Duststorm has a very, very good website up that has posted about the terminals. It's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I know that Captain Crunk actually posted that on the front page of podtacular.com. So for any of you out there that really want to check that out and dive deep into the story, you can definitely check that out at podtacular.com and click on the back pages. You'll find one there that talks about that the terminal transcription is complete, and it has a link to the website on there. It's really worth checking out. I mean, you know, just reading through a couple of those and getting some idea on how the whole thing works, and you know how the Halo story is really pretty complex and inventive when it comes down to it. You know, it's not just kind of popcorn sci-fi. It's really some interesting stuff.
Yes, it is. Like Lord of the Rings. There's
you could put it up there with Star Wars, with all the backstories and everything like that. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be the same type of franchise, but as far as a good sci-fi story, it has a lot of backstory.
Yeah.
And it's not just about Master Chief and Cortana. There's so much going on that they barely touched in Halo 3.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Yeah, I mean, I remember posting that thing when it was finished, and all of a sudden, like, the next day I go on and I see it on the front page. I'm like, what? It's like, wow. And I go on there, there's like 80 posts. I'm like, jeez.
Nice. Yeah, we are the official. Well, I let that slip and I take that for anything. Just a slip. But we are the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. So.
Yes.
That goes for the website as well. So.
Just a bunch of crackpot theories and...
That's what keeps the Halo universe going, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's true. So what we got going here, Mr. Fumo?
Well, this show is the Call-Ins and Tales from the Foxhole show. Later on, Captain Crunk is going to be like narrating some call-ins that people have sent in through our voicemail at 206-888-HALO throughout the month. And some cool stuff people have called in there and talking back to him through interactive podcasting on that one. The rest of the show, we have lots and lots and lots of Tales from the Foxhole. We have, 14 pages, JVB, of Tales from the Foxhole this month?
Yes.
Wow.
I assumed it was about 2 pages, and my printer looked at me and said, I know you're
going to... What are you doing to me?
what's all this about?
Yeah, really.
What have to do to you?
Tales from the Foxhole overload, definitely in the show. Exactly. We're going to do the best we can, try to get to some of the people that have submitted their stuff. Since I asked for it on podtacular.com on Monday, which I usually do on Mondays, by the way, if anybody ever wants to send something in, that's your chance. Definitely keep an eye out there on Monday night. So
you want to be heard. That's your chance.
That is the way to do it, to get your word out to the Halo Nation for sure.
Word up.
Word them up.
All right, so let's get this baby rolling with Chucky J.
Mm-hmm.
It says, during a ranked game of one bomb on Narrows, I carried a bomb while my teammates started racking up the kills. The team was Lord Citrus, Budlow, Kiki Manjaro, and myself. I went and picked up the radar jammer and dropped it near the wall where the sniper is. I then walked around on the left and planted the bomb. All four of the blue guys walked to the bomb to disarm it while I fired my assault rifle and threw grenades. I killed them all for an extermination with 9 seconds left on the bomb. The video is up on my file share if you want to see our dominance in that round. He also wants to give a shout out to the Godtacular crew. He says, we're starting back up on January 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern with a new study.
9 p.m.
Yes.
9 p.m., yeah. That's what he wrote it. So in case you guys don't know what Godtacular is, that's a Bible study that takes place in a Halo 3 lobby. I go to most of them, and Chucky J does a great job in like leading the study. It's real discussion-based, so it's real open, hang loose and stuff. And we just chill for like an hour, and
you know, talk about stuff from the Bible. So, you know, if anybody wants to check that out, be sure to actually just message Godtacular as a gamer tag. Chucky has that set up kind of like a clan. So, you know, ask for an invite on that, and I'm sure he'll get one to you.
So. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, I see it. It's a great idea.
Yep, yep.
All right. So
well, let's move
next
on
one
to
is, Asian dude.
Yeah.
Asian dude, way at the bottom.
Way at the bottom. We're going to reverse.
All right. Here. Who's next on that one?
Well, Asian dude one says, "This is my first submission to the show." Cool, Asian dude. Welcome.
All right.
And I've been listening since episode 90-ish. Here's my tale from the foxhole. So I was playing Team Slayer on Guardian. A person started shooting me with an AR in the middle area. I was looking for him, and when I finally saw him, I knew it was too large, or too late to shoot him and kill him. Too large. And I had, it's too large to shoot him. And, I had no grenades. So I did the most logical thing to do, run. As I ran, I shot him with my AR. I ran into the room with a grab lift, and from previous experiences, knew that this guy was a noob. I just hid around the corner in that room and waited. After about 3 seconds, he came into the room looking for me. I assassinated him when he walked past me. Noob. In the end, my team won the game. Great show. Keep on fragging noobs. Wow, this guy doesn't like noobs very much.
Noob this and noob that.
You're just a noob, aren't you? Yeah.
Hey, come here, little noob.
No, but it is funny when you can anticipate someone's move, and you know that they're going to chase you, and you obviously have the advantage.
Yep.
And they're, you know, they become an easy kill.
Yep.
And I admit, you know, I will talk a little trash. And
yeah, take that nub.
So.
Teabag a little bit.
Oh, nah, that's one thing I don't do. My teabagging days are over because, you know, I had hip replacement. I mean, it's a long story.
Teabag so much. The doctor's told me to stop.
I don't want to hear the whole story on that one, man. That sounds like it can get out of line real fast.
Fast.
Please too don't fast. Ask.
Yeah.
All right.
So on to next one, right?
There you go, Kolob.
Okay, Master Kolob.
Kolob, sorry.
Kolob.
Kebab.
Yeah, it's all good. I've heard so many things. You should have seen my coach. He actually misspelled my real name.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was funny. Anyways, Master Podtech says, "Hey, Podtacular. Chinny33, just want you to put this tail on the show, not my other ones. Anyway, I was playing Halo 2. My 360 fell down the stairs." Oh, wow.
Dude. Was he playing, like, at the top of the stairs?
He was moving with it. He's, like, holding it in the other hand.
He had the first portable Xbox ever.
Wow.
He's, like, walking down the stairs as he's playing Halo 2, and, oh, crap! Nice.
He got mad.
Yeah.
No. He got mad through it.
Punted it by accident.
Doink. Oops.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Look out, crap.
Oh, no!
Grandma!
Not again!
Not again?
Not that your grandmother sounds like.
This just happened on Tuesday, dang it!
Oh. All right, so,
anyway.
The party started.
Yeah, so I was playing Halo 2, and I was on the snowy map. Forget what the name of the map is, and I shot a Fusion 2.
Oh, that's...
So I wonder... Dang
sorry.
It.
Go ahead. I'm all screwed
oh,
up.
Oh, no. No, dang it. What was it?
Gosh.
I'm just, like, so thinking technical. About what it was. Oh, there was... Containment. Yes, okay. I shot a fusion tube and commit suicide. But looking at the body, Master Chief's helmet, it's gone. It was so cool. Send me a message on the side if you want the pic. Peace out. Keep on fragging Nene.
Aww.
Shout out. Poor Nene.
Nene, yeah.
He's a noob.
Whoever
noob.
He is. Noob Nene.
Wow.
Shout-outs to Captain Crunk, Fumo Jibby, JBB, and all the members of Podtacular.
Fumo Hibby Jibby.
Fumo Hibby Jibby.
Thank you, Master Podtech.
Yes.
All right, so on to Nick, and he says, "Hey guys, Nick here for another Tales from the Foxhole. Okay, so I was playing some Griff Ball a while back with Fumo, and a few other people, and it was neck and neck with the score tied at 2. And we needed one last score. People were trying everything to get a score, even cheating. Frowning face. Uh-huh. After about 10 minutes, I realized the bomb was in front of me. I picked it up. Wow.
He's sitting there looking at it. What is this?
It's like, I wasn't like, doing very well in that game for some reason. I don't know why.
It's like the ball, man.
Dude, I couldn't.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
So,
that's a beauty.
Man, you set yourself up for that one, dude. So I picked it up, and just about everyone on the other team coming at me with hammers. I looked left and then right. Turns out I was surrounded, so I yelled for help. And my friend Jake behind me and hit his hammer on the ground. I started to fly through the air. Everyone on the other team could only watch as I plopped right in front of the score space.
Oh my!
From the
gosh.
Top of the mat. It was great. Wow.
That is awesome.
Man, you better have a file share on that one.
Yeah, really?
That is amazing. But that was... should probably remember that.
I do remember him, like, flying exactly to the spot. Like, oh, wow. I'm like, what the heck happened there? That was the winning...
All you heard was the E.T. music.
Yes. No, 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 no. Elliot!
I'll be right here.
Scarespace.
Oh.
Dude.
Look, the ball.
No, that's tattoo, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Moth, the ball.
Tattoo E.T. Same actor, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm also mean to midgets, dude. I got nothing against midgets. I really don't.
Whoops.
We're gonna get a submission one day.
It's gonna be a midget. It's like Fumo. You're a midgetist.
You're anti-midget.
You're against midget. Really not. I just.
They'll go to like a pro midget rally, and they'll be like, "Come on,
I will." Be like, "I love midgets." Yeah.
I am not a crook.
Oh man!
I just want to apologize to the midget community out there for my deplorable actions.
Anti-midgetism.
I'm sure no midgets were acting in the E.T. movie. Sorry.
Aww. It was a robot.
No,
it
was a puppet.
Nobody has a neck that thin.
Unless you were born in Africa and had plates inserted around your neck. But that's a rare occasion.
Anyway, so on to plasma grenades. He says, "Hey guys, it's plasma grenades. I have a tale from the foxhole for you guys. My one friend was talking to us a few days ago, and he told us about a dream he had. He continued on to say that he dreamed that he was a Covenant dropship. It was really hard not to make fun of it. See you later."
Whoa.
Wow.
I wonder what's the metaphor for that dream.
Wow.
I was a Covenant dropship. What does that mean?
Tell me, Moses.
Wow. It means you have major issues. You can be committed.
You play too much Halo, man.
Well, I know that. Tell me something I don't know.
There were a little Covenant running around inside of me. I didn't know what to do.
They were tickling me.
Lying.
Get beside me.
All right, let me do the next one, too. Here we got Spoof Maniac, who said, "Hello, everyone. Me again. Just want to share a tale I have. One time while playing Valhalla, I was running towards the enemy base, and a guy took a mongoose off the man cannon. He got off in midair, but the mongoose kept traveling and hit me in the face. I died."
Oh.
Ouch. If you want to see it, it's on my file share. My gamertag is SettingSun010. Man, ouch.
Oh, my.
Mongoose to the face. Keep on fragging trucks to get... Oh, he goes on this really long keep on fragging trucks. I'll just skip this.
Yeah, I know.
It's even longer than his submission, dude.
I know. Wow, nice. Well, if you want to see that one, remember it's Spoof Maniac, and you can see the show notes.
Oh, that is definitely worth taking a look at.
All right.
It's like a mini-story.
What's that sound? Bam!
Keep on fragging trucks. The mini-series.
The story of... True Hollywood story.
All right, Caleb.
Okay. Johnny right, 12 said. Shish kebab,
column. Corn on the column.
Corn on the column.
Corn on the so Russian good. Hairy Yetis.
Aww. Russian hairy Yetis.
Oh, that was actually the best thing I've ever heard in my life. That made me laugh so hard. The whole hairy Yetis. Okay. Okay, Jimmy 12 says, "Hey guys, a tale from the foxhole from me. It was the start of a social slayer game on the pit. So I picked up the BR, and the first thing I did was shoot the barrels in front of me. Just like that guy did in that video where the cone killed himself. And guess what? The cone came flying at my face, killing me."
Oh, man.
Ouch, but not only that, part of the barrel also killed one of my teammates.
Dang.
Wow.
Double kill from the barrel, man.
Nice. Wow.
Wow. Hope you enjoyed my little tale from the foxhole. And I can has recon? Anyway, shout out to the British guys in Potacular.
Here, here. Right. Pip, pip, and all that rot.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheers. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, I can has recon was supposedly the phrase you tell Frankie if you wanted to have recon armor.
And he did something like totally noobish like that?
It was like the code at the door of the of that you know, bar you're not supposed to get into, and the guy goes, like, slides the thing open and goes, "Password." I can ask recon. All right, come in.
Or you go in to see illegal immigrants in the back of McDonald's and say you want a cheeseburger with no cheese.
What?
This is just what I've heard.
Oh, man. And with one, we will move along.
Big camera, they told me that.
I'm trying to imagine how this works. I mean, you like go to the back door and like knock on the door, and they're like, "What's the password?" You're like,
"Oh." I guess you order like at the front, and you say, "I want a cheeseburger with no cheese," and they just take you back. They take you back. They
and they beat the crap out of you. Think you're funny, don't you?
It's just a joke.
Don't appreciate you talking about midgets that way.
I think we don't know who you are.
We've heard your anti-midget speech.
Oh, man. Anyway. I want to talk to your manager, and the manager's a midget.
He's vertically challenged, all right? Gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey.
I'm a friend that's vertically challenged.
This does not reflect the beliefs of the podcast.
It doesn't reflect the beliefs of me either. Come on. Don't say that like I hate midgets or something. And you're like, "I don't hate midgets. I don't know what Fumo Jive thinks, but."
I have no idea why Fumo Jive hates the midgets.
Every time Tattoo came on Fantasy Island, he started puking. And I hate that guy.
Dude, I am forever typecast as midget hater now. Great.
He refused to see any of the Austin Power movies because of Mini-Me. So anyway, Dad Benny 17 says, "Hi, is the Benny again. I was playing on level the Ark with my mate on co-op. We got to the part where two hunters drop out of the drop ship and attack you. I sniped one hunter, through the head and killed it with one shot. The other guy got angry and charged my mate. I came up behind it and spanked it on the butt." Whoa. Sounds very cute.
You're a bad hunter.
Ah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
You are.
Did I just sound like Yoda? Anyway.
I don't know, man. That was a pretty good hunter voice.
You are.
So, it turned out.
Spank me again.
It turned to hit me, but my friend spanked the other. Wait, there's too much spanking going on. In this submission.
So
let me
spanking is so hard to follow.
Wow. Okay, let me gather my thoughts here.
Yeah, really?
Okay. He came up behind it and spanked it on the butt. Okay. It turned to hit me, but my friend spanked the hunter's butt like I did. Wow, you guys double team.
Double spank.
Double spank.
I think you get an achievement for that, right?
Yeah.
You double spank.
So, like, you've been a bad boy?
Aww, the gimp. Okay. It turned to him, and I spanked its butt again.
400.
You got to like the ones like messing with like you go to Disneyland and there's Mickey Mouse in that suit and everything, and you like tap him on the shoulder and like run around the other way while he tries to turn around and look at you. He's like, and you're going back and forth on him, like, I'm over here. He's like, I'm gonna kill you, kid.
I could picture the hunter going, leave me alone.
What happened to you?
Come on.
Who spanked my butt? That is inappropriate, okay?
So you guys for sexual harassment.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Because
I didn't sign up for this role.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
So a lot of spanking, what happened?
So, I'm gonna finish this one. I was gonna say I'm gonna finish it off, but I'm not gonna go there either. So anyway. He goes, this happened about 20 times before the hunter fell to the ground. No door. All the armor on his anus had disappeared.
Armor on his anus. Wait a minute, like, I can understand, like, armor on his butt or something, but armor on his anus?
Just for such occasions.
Oh, man. He's like, look, a lot of strange things happen in war, alright? I gotta protect myself.
I said there ain't a bun cover. What are you talking about? Where's a prison?
Oh, this is an old war injury. A sphincter was injured.
Oh, my word.
Oh, man, that was awesome, man. He goes, I'm sorry, but I don't have a live account. Ah, come on. He goes, keep on fragging elites with no shield, saying, get me a donut to Master Chief. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Oh. Now, the armor and the anus disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I thought, you know, like, the hunters were a mass of these serpent
things.
Yeah, how do hunters have that?
Maybe he saw a serpent anus. I don't know.
Serpentine anus.
Oh, man. Wow, might as well move on from that one.
Yeah. That one's going to make me stab my eye with a pencil.
Run around with the pencil sticking out. Ah!
Finish me off!
Oh, man.
The horror!
Okay, Austin Moore writes in.
Halo 3 porn. Sorry.
Austin Moore writes in saying, I literally wet my seat with laughter during a team... literally? During a Team Slayer match. Thanks to the voice proximity thing. Dude, I don't even need to read the rest, man. Yeah, actually peed his pants.
Wow. Wow.
All you say is wow. Out. Dang, man. He
dude,
must
he got back control problems. Shouldn't be playing Halo.
He must have been smacking hunters in the anus or something. Well, that came out wrong.
Came in.
I mean, with the gun, never mind. That's the worst. Okay.
That's the worst.
On the pit.
Yeah, I better that hunter anus.
I better dig myself out of this hole here. On the pit, I found myself face to face with two of the enemy on top of one of the turrets outside the sword house. It was one of those "I'm going to die unless I pull something special off" moments.
Oh man. The Benny, what's the 17? You see me standing here? We can't even read nobody's post. No.
Dude, Austin Borg, you're making me pee my pants with laughter, man. Okay, he says, to my surprise, as the shooting started, one of them decided to throw a health restorer, friendly green cloud, which meant the battle lasted a lot longer than usual. I was close enough to hear them, and during the exchange, of fire, they were both literally screaming, "Wah! Wah! Oh my gosh, shoot him! Shoot him! Wah!" And they sounded like Kermit the Frog, besides being repeatedly kicked in the head. They had me laughing like a demented hyena as I took them both out with a big smile on my face. To this day, I still wonder if they had the feature turned on and they could hear me shouting them both while laughing like a maniac. The moral of the story, is to ensure that you have the voice proximity option on, as it can provide you with real gems every now and then and make you pee your pants in your chair.
Oh, nice.
No.
Wah, wah.
Shoot him, shoot him.
It's not
easy. Why are there so many rainbows?
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, hey, man.
Sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing Kermit the Frog.
I know, I didn't even read the Kermit the Frog part until later, so I was just like picking some random accent, really.
I wonder what Kermit the Frog sounds like if he's being repeatedly kicked in the head.
Yeah, I guess that might be it. That sounds like.
Ow!
After he had his armor on his anus removed.
No, my button cover! Ow. Give me that back!
Oh, it's certainly got cold here. Oh, alright, let's move along.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's your turn, Mr. Rush.
Okay.
Chupacalob?
Corncob pipe.
Chupacalob. Okay. Oh, God. Killzilla says, I have a tail from the foxhole. So I was playing with Permit to Kill and Zerbon SF from SF. I wonder if he's from Spanish Fork. From Second Foundation, we've got Team Slayer on Snowbound. Most of the game was fought underground, as you can imagine. We fought in a spread out from off formation. I'm assuming he means formation, but so that the grenades would not harm all of us at once. The other team seemed obsessed with walking right next to each other. They did, in fact, get stuck in the tunnel more than once, which was hilarious. Hilarious. Near the end of the game, I happened to find myself in the possession of a Spartan laser. I looked down a tunnel and saw the entire team coming down it. I charge up, get ready to fire, and just as the beam leaves my gun, Zerbon and Permit run down the hall with shotguns. Double kill, betrayal, betrayal.
Dang. Hey,
that's inconvenient.
When you're zoomed in and like someone runs in front of you like right when you fire?
No! Someone like dives in front of him. No. Sadly, I forgot to save the film, and my sisters played Rock Band while I was doing school, so the recent film list was deleted.
Weak. Never happened.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Those Rock Band people.
That would be weird to see like a bunch of like Master Chiefs like all walking side by side the entire game. Or like, we
like their arms
are
hooked together.
Lollipop Guild.
Oh, the little munchkins.
Oh, all don't right. Say munchkins.
Nah, I know.
They're short people.
We have two very interesting subjects here coming up. And one is because of the name. Two of them have very interesting names. They go along
after
with
the last one.
And then, I'm going to read both of them, because one is very, I don't want to say short. One is very...
It isn't. Yes, it's brief.
Fiery left nut.
It's like a medical problem. Oh.
Dude, where did you catch that? Because I don't want to go to that bathroom. So, anyway, Fiery left nut says, one time I was playing Rumble Pit, and it was a sword game on Epitaph. The game was good, but I was down, okay? So I decided to wait in the middle for some people to show up. I ended up getting an overkill and a few people and a few double kills. The vid on my file share is called Sword Ownage. Keep fragging trucks. And, just like Bungie wants us to. Peace.
Thank heavens they approved of us fragging their trucks.
Thank you, right, Fiery Left Nut. Sorry, yes. I just had to be the one to say that.
I just had to say the name.
Okay. Rolls off the tongue. The next one is a cool cucumber. Okay. He goes, well, I got a tail from the foxhole. Some nice, healthy Team Slayer on Rat's Nest. When I spawned, I got onto the Warthog and pwned some nubs. But my reign of terror was quickly ended with a gravity hammer swing at my face. So next, I got on the Mongoose alone to get back into the action. I arrived at the large open area and saw a firefight between two of our men and our Warthog with only a man on the turret. They were fighting the enemy, three men and Ghost. I snuck behind a Ghost to jack it, but before it went into full throttle reverse into my chest. Now here's where the interesting part comes up. My hardy ODST let out a yell like a little schoolgirl when she has her lolly taken away.
Wow.
His ODST?
Oh, wow. So dang. He says, keep on fragging the orange-toed gremlins who eat your pickles with some hearty mustard at 1:02 a.m.
Wow.
Curse you, Gizmo.
Mogwai. Break.
I've hated nice. That show.
Nice. Oh,
that's great. The first one. Anyway.
Awesome.
All right, we had plenty of people call into the Podtacular voicemail recently. Let's hear what some of them had to say. And, of course, it's narrated by the deadliest pirate of Podtacular, Captain Crook.
Hey, it's Captain Crunk, back with some voicemails. Let's check this out. We're going to jump right into some Tales from the Foxhole.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Dickie61. Just calling to let you know about a Tale from the Foxhole that I had. It was on... Gosh, can't think of the name of it. Gosh, anyway. This is really sad. No, I can't think of the name of it right now. But, I went to jack a chopper, and I still was getting used to the Halo 3 controls. This is when my buddy and I were first playing on his Xbox, and threw a grenade by accident through a sticky, and it landed on the chopper and got stuck to the chopper. Right as I jumped onto it, and it was right about level with my chest, it blew up and sent me flying across the map, holding onto the shell of the chopper. It didn't kill me. It was just really cool. My friend doesn't have Xbox Live, that's why I don't have a file share for it, but I'm not lying, so. Alright, great job with the podcast, Colin.
Hey, Podtacular, it's me, Jake. I don't have a 360, I play with my friend Perfect Moose 852. I have a couple tales from the Foxhole. First of them is, I was playing Halo 2 a while ago. I don't remember the name of the map. That doesn't really matter. And it was Slayer 2, 50 points, and the score was 49-49. Everyone was in the middle. I had an energy sword. So I see someone, and right as I'm about to get, right before I kill him, I get stuck with plasma grenade. So I kill that person about the second after I kill him, I thought his grenade blows up and kills him. So I was about 1 point away from, well, not 1 point away, 1 second away from losing the game. So that was good. Another one, I was playing Halo 3 on campaign, and I was on Savo Highway, or however you pronounce that. And I had a fuel rod, and it was that part where you're defending the bunkers with the Marines, and one of the dropships was coming. So I aim my fuel rod right into the transport area of the dropship, and I shoot it, gets in it perfectly, and it goes straight through the other side and comes out the other side of the dropship. So, yeah, that was annoying. Keep on fragging annoying people that can't figure out that the keep on fragging messages are getting annoying. Hey, this is Sergeant Clunk, SGPCOUNK, calling in. Hopefully this audio comes out good. Anyway, I have a foxhole tale. Well, whatever the crap it is. There's this one time I was in this forest map that has, like, stumps that you jump across, and it's got this central layer, and it's got a group shot or whatever in the middle, everybody's going in towards the center. anyway, I think it was like a month ago or whatever, or 5 weeks ago or whatever, anyway, I had a plasma grenade. I went across a grav lift, and as I was going across, the guy that was about to shoot landed in the building in front of me. The grenade landed right behind him, right after he landed, and got him instantly. That was like the sweetest move I have ever seen. Anyway, my gamer tag is SGTCLUNK. See you in line, guys. Bye.
Hey, Botacula, this is Dark Rate 94. It's snowy outside, and it's basically 5 in the morning, and I just woke up just having a little... take a little nap, you know. Anyways, I have this really cool tale from the foxhole. I was playing on Epitaph when I shot a bird, and it landed, and it smashed into the wall, and then it landed on the ground, and I have the video. It's called Mayday, and it's pretty funny, and I have a few pictures of it on my file share called Birdie, so if you want to check that out, it's pretty funny. And, yeah. Oh, and I also have a... another tale from the foxhole. I was playing on Construct, where I was doing oddball, and these two guys were running around like idiots, and I took out my Spartan laser, and I got my double kill right there. I also have that video on my file share from my nice Spartan laser. So, Captain Crunk, you're my favorite person on Podcaster, and I really like a friend quest, so... alright, so keep on fragging one-legged purple Bethlehem Patriots with weird maracas on their heads and antennas. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Podtacker, this is Triple X, and I was calling, it's not exactly a tale for the foxhole, but we'll just say it is or something like that. Okay, I was playing, there was very little men on my team, and there was a crap load of people just trying to fight against us. We were hiding behind our tank, and then two of my men had no ammunition at all, and they're all saying, "I don't want to get shot," and it's all, and then my other friend he's all, "Man, let me have some cover." Oh wait, and yeah, "Give me some cover, man," and he's all saying. "We can't. They too strapped." And then I just mimic what he just said, and then he's all, "What are we gonna do?" And then I just mimic him again, and then suddenly I just stand up on the tank and start grabbing it. I had two double SMGs, and I started like killing everybody. Man, it was crazy mayhem right there. All right, see you later. Bye, guys.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook, and I have two tales from the foxhole for you. Alright, so the first one is, me and a bunch of guys from Podtacular, like it was me and Painkilla and Clutch and Ultima, we were just in a custom game lobby, and we just decided to have this huge game of Team Bubble Bath. I mean, there was like another, like, 10 people in there. So we got in on last resort, and it was just so laggy. Like, it was like 2 frames per minute. And when you would die, there was just, the sea was like purple. There was just needles everywhere. So that was pretty cool. And then we played another custom game, and it was Tremors on Tremor Valley on Valhalla. And Clutch had the flag, and he was running away from an immortal moose who was in the chopper. And he just got so mad at him when he died. So he's like, "Oh, let's go again. I'm going to get this flag and run from the immortal moose." And he just kept getting splattered and splattered, and he just got so mad. All right, that's my tale from the foxhole, and I guess I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Thanks for calling in. Nice work. Here's a special treat. Check this out from a good friend of ours.
Hey, Podtacular, it is Ethan.
I, for some reason, I don't know why, just decided to make a rap. Yeah, I made it myself. I'm going to rap it for you now. I just did this in like 5 minutes, so it's pretty short, but I might expand on it later. I don't know, but probably not because it's pretty gay. Here it is. Sit back, relax, Chevelle's a fat ass. RL32 thinks he's cool, but really he goes to a school with all boys. Rick Pablo likes to play with toys. I really just said that because it rhymed. Just a line that I think of every time, but really, Adam's ite. Maester wishes he was tight, but he's not. He's fat. Just look at his back. Dalpex is really small and petite. Come on, Chevelle, get off his teeth. I know there's sexual tension between you two, so come out of the closet and start anew. Captain Crunk, I hope you put this in.
Oh, man.
If you do, I'll crack open a bottle of gin. But really, Podtacular is where it's at, and this is the end of Beast Sings Rap. Yeah, that's pretty much it, Captain Crunk. I guess I will talk to you guys another time, maybe, and, you know, I don't know. Bye.
You guys are crazy. Hey, here's a new listener.
What's up, Podtacular? My name's Infinite Chaos. Just been listening to your podcast now for probably the last couple weeks. I've been trying to catch up on my old episodes because I'm new to this. Just got it off my Zoom Marketplace because I have a Zoom for Christmas. And I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, belated. And I hope to hear more from you guys soon and hear more from me. Like I said, my name is Infinite Chaos. Keep up the Halo 3 in, and keep fragging trucks. Later.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Hi, this is Blade Killer. That's my gamer tag, BLADE, space KILLER. And I'm a newer listener to Podtacular, and I was wondering if you guys can do a review on the new maps on Live. Mainly about Foundry and like how it has so many different secret areas. So if you guys could do a review on that, that'd be great.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Jay Dizzle. I don't really register on Podtacular yet, but I probably will, and I'm a new listener to your podcast, but I was just wondering, what kind of armor you guys use for your guys, like, on Halo, and, all right, I'll catch you guys later. Good job with the podcast.
What up, Podtacular Nation? This is Lone Soldier 332. That is two words, Lone Space Soldier 332. I am a first-time caller, but I am a regular listener. I listen to the show regularly. I was just calling I was wondering if you guys have any general tips on how leveling up in rank, because I have been stuck at level 15 for you have no idea how long, and And I'm just, like, kind of wanting to get higher up in rank. Well, that's not the only thing. I also have a quick tale from the foxhole for you. Well, it's not really a tale from the foxhole. It's just something that just, like, kind of happened that I thought was pretty cool. Well, I'm playing on a custom game with a few friends, Well, I was just sitting up on this this base in Sandtrap that we built. It's a zombie map, and there's basically just a giant floating fortress where everyone sits and hides out on to get hide from the zombies. And there's a teleporter that leads to two grav lifts that will take you into the fortress. And, I pass through them along with several other people, and I grab a BR, and I'm just looking around to to just looking for some zombies, and I see an entire horde of zombies just charging into the gravelet, into the teleporter, and going into the gravelet, about ready to kill us all. So I just start unloading a full clip at the zombies, and I follow one of them up to the teleporter. And he jumps into the teleporter, and I shoot him just as he enters the teleporter, and his body flies across the map, but his sword is just like kind of sitting there on the gravelet, floating up and down. And one of my other friends who's still alive, he's just throwing, I don't know the actual name for them, but he's throwing the fire grenades at the teleporter constantly. And luckily enough, one of the grenades hits the floating sword, and the sword is just floating there on fire, just bobbing up and down, just on fire. And eventually it goes out, but, you know, we thought that, that was probably the sexiest thing that we've ever saw. It's on my file share. There's a movie of it, and there is a screenshot called Sexy Sword. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Yep, that's it. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Keep on smashing pumpkins and fragging honor students. Peace.
What's up, Podtacular? This is Mr. Meatman. Just calling in. This is my first call. Please give me some slack if it's horrible. But I was just wondering, I was playing Halo 2 the other day, and I saw this dude has this insane mod, and I wanted to do it on my Xbox original. How do you do it? Thanks.
Alright, let's check this out. I got a few random calls here.
Hey, Podtech, it's Plasma Grenades. This is my third time calling in today. Alright, Podtech, it's Plasma Grenades. I promise this is my second last one of the night. Hey, Podtech, it's Plasma Grenades. Last week, I went to this Halo tournament. It was ran pretty weird. Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Grenades. I'm just calling to say thanks for the Kane and Lynch prizes in the photo contest. They just came in today. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye. Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Grenades. Long-time listener, long-time caller. Anyway. Hey, Podtacular, this is Plasma Grenades for my fifth and final time today and for this episode, since voicemail probation. So, yeah. Just letting everybody know. Some people thought that I spelled plasma grenades with a Q because the G was taken, but in fact, no one had the G. I knew that, and people didn't believe me. So, last week, I made a silver account with the G, and yeah. So now, from now on, I will have plasma grenades as well. It's only a 1 month free trial because Xbox Live gives you a free month of gold when you make a silver account. So if you're ever bored or you have friends over and you want to play ranked, you can do that. But yeah, plasma grenades was not taken, and now plasma grenades is a Q as plasma grenades is a G. Alright, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Okay, plasma grenades. Your probation is even worse. You can only call once. One time. Okay, check this out.
Hey, everyone. It's been the Grunt, and I'm going to tell you a little story. Actually, I'm not. I'm just here to say it feels good to be back. I love you guys. You guys might have seen in my forum post. Yeah, I love you guys. And it feels good. Hey, it's them again. 2 minutes after my first voicemail. I miss you guys. I'm in a car at Costco. I'm scared. Hey, everyone, it's them. I'm calling to say I love you guys. I miss you. My foot surgery went well. Yeah, apparently I'm a mutant. So I had extra bones. Hi everyone, Sam the Grunt. By now, I bet you all think I'm crazy because of all the funny voicemails I've been leaving. Being gone from you guys does things to me. But seriously, I do miss you guys. You guys were like my second family. You know, Kikumanjaro was my awesome brother. Facehead was my crazy uncle. Brent Gamer was my other crazy uncle. You know, Jeverage was my... I don't know what Jeverage was. He was awesome. He was my insightful uncle. But I miss you guys a lot. I really do love you guys. You've been like a second family to me. I miss hearing the podcast. I miss all the jokes and, you know, all the laughter and all the latest news. I mean, come on. Who doesn't miss Hemorrhoids the musical? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? But I miss you guys a lot, and I don't know if the increasing number of my voicemail calls will turn into some little montage mashup that Captain Kronk is going to do for the next call-in. And Captain Kronk, I miss your voice. I know that sounds creepy, but you're the most awesome voice ever. I have to say you do. It is awesome. I miss you guys a lot. I hope I'm back soon. Around this Friday, about the 14th, I should be getting my computer back. Not with internet, though. That will come later, after the iPod Touch. Basically, I have to get my computer back, and then I can at least play games. I'll be less insane and leaving less long messages. But then I might be getting an iPod Touch for Christmas, and then I can, you know, in a somewhat safer way, prove to my mom that I'm trustworthy to be back on the internet. When I come back, I'll fess up to what I did. I just want to say I'm ashamed of what I did, and I regret it. And I miss you guys a lot. I miss you so much. I changed the Podtacular voicemail's voice style to da. Yes, when I say call, da, calls you guys. Hope everything's going all right. I miss you all. Keep on fragging grunts while riding midgets on Fantasy Island with trucks. Ba-bam, out.
Ba-bam. Yeah, you too. Only once. Thank you. Oh, check this guy out. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Duststorm. I was listening to episode 138. I just got done listening to it, actually. And Final Terminator was talking about how he was a Captain Crunk fan and that he really wasn't. Well, I've got some news for you, Captain. I'm your fan. I'm your Uber fan. You help me with everything, so I love you, bro. Keep up the good work with the Collins. Talk to you later, guys.
Keep on fragging trucks. Peace out.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up. We'll get back to you next time. Be sure to call in 206-888-HALO and leave your message, and we'll play him back on the show. Until then, I'm out. Bye.
Thanks, Captain Crunk. Let's get to some more Tales from the Foxhole.
Right,
so, I guess I'm next, right?
Thanks for those. Thanks for listening to the show,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, that was
cool. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very nice names.
On to Oddfluence, who says, all right, sixth submission. Oh, he's counting them. Okay. Right. Let's see. Okay, so I was playing a game Snowbound with my friend. He wanted to get experience, so we used his gamer tag, meaning I don't have the film. Oh, forget it. No.
Oh, I'm not reading this.
Yeah. Never happened. But anyway, yeah. On Snowbound, the game was lagging so badly that when you died, you could keep walking around for a couple seconds. I actually killed someone with a grenade after I was killed. Amazing. But there were two strange sticks that confused me. My favorite one was when I threw a plasma grenade, and I never saw it again until it exploded a few seconds later. What happened was that I moved in front of the grenade because of the lag. The grenade stuck me in the back, and I died.
Wow.
You actually walk faster than you throw. That's weird. Well, this next one happened in the same game. It was near the tunnel without the shield door in the middle of the map. Someone on the other team threw a bubble shield as another one of their team threw a plasma shortly after. Once again, because of the lag, the grenade actually went through the bubble shield and stuck me. Okay, well, that's my tale from the foxhole, but I have a question. Do you use all the submissions sent in? It seems whenever I send something in, you use it, except for the fourth one. Okay, anyway, he goes on to say a few more things. But to answer that question, yeah, I mean, we get through as many as we can that people send in, and we pretty much stop when we get to about an hour to keep it to where it doesn't go on for 3 or 4 hours, you know? You guys be like, oh, shut up.
The epic podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast to rule them all.
All right, you're up, Corn Cob.
Okay, Corn Cob. Okay, Assassin 073 says, hey, Podtacular, got a few cool things for this week. First time submitting, by the way. Well, congratulations.
Hey.
Level up. Anyway, I was playing matchmaking teams. There on high ground. I spawned just after I saw my enemy with the splazer at the splazer spawn. I tossed a grenade up there randomly. Then got a beat down with my AR. I heard double kill, and I'm guessing it was the fusion coils up there. Next, I was playing a link-up game on high ground, and it was Mad Dash with 9 players. I was a juggernaut and threw a spike grenade at someone, and stuck him in a weird place, hoping you get it. Next, I was playing a Crazy King on Narrows. I was a corporal back then, Sergeant Grade 2 now. I guess a lieutenant, a captain, and some others higher than me. I was losing for quite a while with no score. Then suddenly I started totally kicking arse, and after a while, when I died, I looked at the scoreboard and thought, hey, look at that, I'm winning. I was winning about 60 to 50 or so. After a while, it was around 70 to 65. I got into the hill and I was up to 73 when I died, and I heard 10 seconds. I knew it would be a close one. I was running at full pelt into the hill, and I was 10 meters away when the game ended. 74, 73, 73. One of my best games.
Nice.
Wow, that's close. Last, a tip for you on Valhalla, not Cubbies. that confused me the first time I saw them. Like, Cubbies? They have Cubbies now? Keep your coats. This is really hard because other people like to get the Banshee and Sniper. When you spawn at the base, get a BR and SR Sniper. Then take the Banshee before anyone else. That's the hard part. Next, the easy part. Fly to the top of the base structure, and you'll see a ledge. Land on there, and be careful not to fall off. I did that once at the end of a game. From there, you can move. See a small ledge to the side, which curves around the base. You can walk along that and provide covering fire for your teammates up there. Anyways, gamertag 073, no spaces. Keep on fragging trucks on foundry. P.S. In response to Lil Kook last week, I took the Banshee on the Covenant on my third shot at it. I had 60 when I first tried. Wasn't that hard. P.P.S. Oh, jeez, rubbing his face. P.P.S. Can someone please tell me how to upload high-res screenshots and glory shots for Bungie.net?
You click on your image, and it will give you the option to download them.
Doesn't it just automatically give it high-res?
No, you have to download it. And then you open it up in a high-res image.
Oh, wow. Looks like you got your work cut out for you on the next one, JBB.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. STO, Lone Warrior, says, he starts off by saying, hey, Fumo, hey, JBB, and whoever is lucky enough to guest host in this episode of Podtacular, he says he envies you.
Yeah, you better.
Oh,
says just a quick note before.
Just kidding, just kidding. Don't hate me.
He says he's sorry to everyone at Podtacular who he plays online with, First Marine, Lil Luke, Chuck J, etc. I'm sorry I haven't been online for a while, just over the summer. Life hit me with a big bag of bricks, in both good and bad ways. I apologize to you all, but I'm back and I'm back with a vengeance. Okay, now. for his Tales from the Foxhole.
Foxhole.
Okay, he did state in an editor's note, we're pressed for time to read the second one. So I'm going to read the second one because we are pressed for time.
Yes.
He goes, because this one time, me and my friend, Ryder, were sitting in a pregame lobby. We were playing with these random people we met, and I swear this one guy was high on something. We figured because he kept talking to his modem. But then just out of nowhere, he goes, "Guys, I think my modem's evil." when we asked him why he said that, he says, "It's looking at me funny and it's blinking its lights at me too." We were all silent for a second, and then he goes, "Oh my God, it's walking towards me." Now we're all laughing. Then out of nowhere again, my friend Ryder says, "Guess what? Your modem's going to eat you."
No!
He says it at this guy, and the guy starts flipping out and freaking out and screaming his head off. Thinking his modem would kill him. Now, during and after the match, my friend and I were laughing our S's off. When we asked the guy what happened, he responded by saying, "It's all good, dudes. My modem and I, we made peace."
Bros.
we made peace, bros. And peace. He says, so laughing, we played another couple of rounds and went to sleep.
Nice. Oh, they killed you? Put him to sleep.
Until next time, this is SGO signing off. Keep on fragging trucks. He goes, P.S. Okay. He says something about the whole fragging trucks phenomenon. But he says he wants to give a shout out to Lil Luke, Chris, aka First Marine, yeah, Lil Kook, and Chucky J.
All right,
my homies.
And the squirrel. You gotta say squirrel.
My homies. My homies.
Squizzerl.
Squirrely.
My homie.
Squirrel.
My homeboy. Well,
thank you, SGO, and welcome back from your bag of bricks.
Hope those bricks didn't get you too bad, man. Well, on to Dylan Chipmonkey, who says, "Hey, Boomer Jive, this is Dylan Chipmonkey, and for some reason my computer won't show the text box on the submit stuff for the podcast link, so I'll try sending it to you and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, hey, Podtiger people." Okay, so now he really starts his submission. I see how it works.
Whoops.
All right.
Accidental intro.
This is Dylan Chipmonkey, and I have a tale from the foxhole. Me and my friends were playing on Sandtrap, and he had a Spartan Laser, and I was in a Banshee. And he had nicked me once with a Spartan Laser, and I hadn't died yet. So he's charging, and right when he shot, I got out of the Banshee and fell to the ground in a plasma-y explosion. We were both in the wide corridor between the two long structures, and I fell down and threw out my sniper rifle while falling, and rotated to face him, and before he could pull out a sniper and shoot me, I shot him in the head just as I hit the ground. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Also in that game, he was running through the minefield on a mongoose, and I sniped him at full speed from the long structures twice in a row. He went out there twice with only two shots. Nice. Keep on fragging people who say to frag people for making up stupid keep on fragging stuff. Wow. That's like reverse psychology.
Yeah, so they want to... Yeah, so he wants to frag SGO then?
I guess so.
His anti-fragging stuff?
Yeah. Frag anti-fraggers. Okay. Alright, you're up.
Oh, the anti-frag. Okay, General Hua. What?
I was just thinking of another collab thing. Yeah, Cobblestone Street. That'll work.
Cobblestone. The Russian cobblestone. Okay. Hey, guy. Hey, General Hua here. This is my first time sending in something. Congratulations again.
Yeah, congrats to these newbies.
Yes, you nubs. So here goes. I have a couple of tales from the foxhole. One, a long time ago, I got a double kill with one sniper. This was when I just started, so I went back to check it out. I saw that they were next to each other, moving sideways, and at that one in a million chance, they moved in line like the ducks at the carnival, and I got a double kill! Exclamation point.
Wah, wah.
The other... wah, wah. Wah. The other tale is regarding...
Good.
The other tells you guys the bug's still present in the game. Whoa. Sorry, my computer just beeped. The other tale is regarding the bugs still present in the games. I was playing Slayer on High Ground one day, and I was walking near the little inlet on the left side on the main base. I had noticed something odd. It was, to my surprise, a grenade. More specifically, a bouncing grenade.
What the heck?
Bolted on my pile. Bolted on my bio share. But the grenade one is a film clip. I am a new member here at Podtacular. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
I would just like to say great job on podcasting and keep on fragging pizzas.
Nice. Will do.
A bouncing film clip. Is that like flubber? It's like sitting there bouncing?
Dude, that's weird. I want to see that. The bounce, dude, like he goes in it and there's just like a grenade like bouncing up and down.
It's probably like looking at him. It's like boing, 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 boing.
That'd be pretty cool. It's like one of those super bouncy balls you get at the grocery store. And you're like messing with it all over the place and knocking stuff down.
Yeah, crap.
Well, that's what I do anyway. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, me and my friend, we went to Old Navy, and they have, like, one of those.
Yeah.
Like dispensers, and we bought, like, two for no reason. We were, like, in junior high, so it was, like, really weird. But anyways, moving on. We're, like, sitting there, we're playing, and we got bored with them. And I put mine, like, in the pocket of, like, one of the, like, hoodies, and he threw his across the store. And we don't know if it hit someone because we left right at that moment. It's like he just like right as we left, he threw it in there and we left. It was seriously like one of the funniest things.
Wow.
I wish I would have known if it hit someone. That would have been hilarious.
Wow, I hope it didn't hit people like in the back of the head with a freaking piece of rubber. Ow!
Ah! Like Master Chief gets tapped on the back and he dies. Excuse me, sir. Ah!
Or the Elite.
Or the ODST who screams like a little girl who got her lolly taken.
Alright, so Yush Aldi. Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Muhammad this Aldi. Holiday season, Xbox Live was really laggy. Also, I was matchmaking and I joined a game. When the game started, I got a game over and a you win message on the top of my screen. Fortunately, I got no XP. I went to the matchmaking screen after taking my frustrations out on the helpless little pillow, and to my amazement, the game said that the population of Halo was zero. Wow.
The heck?
I heard that Microsoft is going to pay back for those problems. Don't believe the hype. With Live, with Microsoft experience, Microsoft points. Take it from me, don't believe it. Anyway, to fill the void, anyway, he says, do you guys think that is enough?
No, you can sue them. Sue them for everything they have.
Well, as an Xbox MVP and somewhat of an insider, no. We will not be getting no Microsoft points. We will get an exciting arcade title for free. Probably Yaris 2 or something, so...
Yaris 2.
There you go.
Yes.
Pay it back for your...
Finally!
More gas Yaris tank shooting.
What I've always wanted.
Yours one was so good, man. I can't wait for the next one. All right.
Alrighty.
Well, so let's wrap this puppy up here.
Okay.
Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. And keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
Yes, and beesh. Sorry about that.
Beach.
And me, okay. Thanks to all the people that contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, products, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people like myself.
Like confident
of yourself.
Well, like, yes, I am. Even though I'm like,
like the Kabbalah Bob Jobber.
The Kabbalah what? Kabbalah Bob Jobber.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo related message. We play these back regularly on the customs. I did it again. Tales on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, like this one here. And thanks to Captain Crumb for doing those today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does an amazing job. All right. So, check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network. Gamer Tag Radio, Uncle Gamer Radio, Sarcastic Gamer Radio, whoops, Sarcastic Gamer, sorry about that, Achievement Junkie, and the rest of the GCN. What am I talking about? And the GamerCast Network's very own video game show. And just for some, just to plug in a little something, there will be a new site coming up in a week and a half, and I will be hosting a show. Of course, I'm still staying in Podtacular. All the details will be coming up in the next week and a half, so pay attention to that.
Oh, sounds good.
It's good to go to Gumdrops.
Until next time, I'm Fubo Chive.
I'm Chupacalab. I mean, KDP.
And I am the Russian Glob-a-Bob. also known as the Russian Kolob. Karabalab. Karabas.
Keep on fragging Amos armor.
Keep on taking lollipops from little girls.
Keep on fragging nenes.
Nice.
And the hunt for nene continues.
It's like the hunt for Red October, man. Oh, that's Sean Connery in here.
I love that movie. Turn that to keto.
We need to find Nene.
That's a piece of Nene. What?
Is your name Nene?
Nene.
Yeah, my name is Nene. What's up?
What's up, problem with my name?
What's the cap?
Man, oh, watch Nene be a midget and show up to my house. She's like,
<he's>
like I hate you, Fumo.
I heard you be my enemy.
I'm Nene,
mofo.
Mofo and FOMO.
I already got Kolob. You and I'm gonna Chevy B.
You next. I'm gonna slap your butt. You better take off that anus armor.
I'll slap that anus armor right off you.
Oh, wow. Anus armor right off that anus.
There's only one thing left to say.
This is Podtacular for the week of...
Oh, one more time.
Wait,
just do it. Podtacular, okay. Episode 144, Clowns, Tales, and Foxhole for the week of...
And be sure to go to Podtacular and sign up. Yes, I have no idea what I'm saying.
Alright, yeah. I'm calling edit, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, did I miss this part? Is this some kind of secret?
Like, yeah, where's it at?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. It is. Wrap up.
There you go.
Conveniently labeled.
Like, what the heck? You guys didn't...
Yeah.
Wrap up. Yeah, okay.
Wrap up.
Yeah, I can't do this one from memory. Anyways.
Alright. Yeah, I thought you were actually going there until you're like, go to Chicken Podtacular and do some crap and all that.
Check out the Podtacularist. Yeah. Be sure to buy your...
Go buy his armor. The Podtacular store.
Your official anus Podtacular armor.
We have a special now. Buy one, get two slaps.
Two slaps for free.
If you want your exclusive anus armor, please... Send Frankie a message that says, I has anus.
Oh. I can't has anus. Oh, man. That'd be funny. They need to put anus armor in the armor permutations.
turn around. It's like pillows. Okay.
All right.
Anyways, now that I can see it. Okay.
Yeah.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Uncle Gamer has the inaugural podcast for the new Achievement Junkie and Uncle Gamer joint site. Make sure you listen for all the details. On the video game show, 2007 is over, and 2008 is upon us. What does the video game show crew plan for the new year? What do they foresee? Will ham still taste good? Check out episode 72 to find out. Check out Gamertag Radio episode 129, where Peter Rock continues with CES 2008 coverage and an interview with Cyanide Studios about their upcoming game, Blood Bowl. On Sarcastic Gamer, is HD DVD dead? No, but it's close. And find out why Xbox Live is still sucking. Go to Podtacular for all the news from the unofficial Halo universe. On Achievement Junkie, check in with Nelson and Natalie as they help you take your gamer score to the next level. Discover their website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.